You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. What is the story you're telling about your life? This is a question I've asked myself endlessly over the last decade. Sometimes I liked the answer and other times I didn't. It can be confronting to see yourself from the outside looking in. We can find ourselves living in ways that are off track, that are misaligned and out of sync with who we really want to be in the world. There are two ways to approach this question. We can look at it with past focus, where we take stock of all the decisions we've made, failures we've encountered, heartbreaks we've endured, unfairness we've experienced. And then we can use these stories from our past to determine who we are here today in this moment. In my own life, I could look back and paint a pretty bleak and sad story of my life up to this point. I could tell the story of being a 38-year-old divorced mother of two. I could tell the story of being a woman who has experienced the extreme ebbs and flows of business over the last decade, who at times had to decide if she used what was available in the bank to either pay the water bill or to buy a birthday gift for her son, not both. I could tell the story of being isolated from extended family, of having to navigate motherhood without the help of older women who've traveled this path before me. I could tell the story of being an alcoholic who had to get sober or risk losing everything. I'm sure that you can feel the helplessness of these stories. I know I can. The truth is, at times, I have identified with these versions of my story. I've used them as fuel for my self-pitying narrative to justify and give reason for my stuckness and ultimate disempowerment. I am not immune to this version of my story. But I choose to tell a different story of my past that in turn creates a much more optimistic and peaceful present and lays the path for a much more joyful and abundant future. With this future focus, I'm able to tell a different story. I am a 38-year-old mother of two who has created a family structure that allows everyone to thrive. I'm a 38-year-old mother who has cultivated a relationship with her ex-husband as respectful, honest co-parents of two amazing humans. I am a woman who has made hard decisions that have allowed me to become more of who I truly am, even when the outcome was uncertain. I am a business owner who has cultivated resilience and trust after over a decade. And even when times were tight and money was extremely lean, I managed to find a way through to the financial security I have now. I am a woman who has learned to have her own back, even when nobody else did. I'm a woman who does not need the lubricants of alcohol to be available to joy and connection, albeit in an awkward and clunky way at times in the beginning. The thing is, with forward focus, we can reframe our past. It is not set in stone. We get to change the story about who we were then, who we are today, and who we're on our way to becoming. We are all the narrators of our own stories. What versions are you ready to allow to dissolve? And what versions do you want to shine a light on? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.